word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Well, thank you. Welcome to this segment of Watch Your Tongue. I love doing that, don't you, Pastor?
I do. Welcome to the show. We have Dr. John Cooper and Pastor C.J. Duffy, and we're looking forward to a great, great testimony today.
That's right. Amen. And you know, the power of God is in the testimonies. And not only that, but testimonies are coming out of your tongue, which is an organ of speech. And today, I'm looking forward to this testimony. I tell you, I just love to hear these testimonies.
I do, too. And I like what the Scripture says about testimony. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
That's right.
Meaning that their testimony wasn't really about them, but about what Christ did for them.
Right. I think today's testimony is going to be great. Let's take a look at it. Let's get this person to tell us about Jesus.
We're looking forward to that. Always.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Listen, today we have as our guest Nina. Nina's going to share her testimony about using your tongue. And remember, your tongue is an organ of speech. And so you can use your tongue for good or bad. And so Pastor Duffy, CJ is here today, Pastor CJ Duffy, and we're in CJ's church, which is the Colorblind Anointed Ministry of Como, Texas. And Nina also is a member here. And Pastor, we have a young lady here who is very kind enough to offer to give her testimony for Jesus.
Well, we're always excited about all of our views and some of our members giving testimonies, because in Revelation chapter 12, when in verse 9, it talks about the great dragon, but then when it goes to verse 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Right.
So we're looking forward to these testimonies and how we're all going to continue to overcome.
Right. Well, we've made it simple because we just have a questionnaire basically to get the basics because of what we really want to know. And would you like to go first, Pastor?
I would. That's good. And Miss Nina, when did you first realize that you were a sinner and needed to be saved?
Pastor, I first realized that when I was 14 years old. And that's when I turned my life over to the Lord.
Okay, were you at a revival meeting, Sunday school, or vacation Bible school, something like that?
I was in church.
Okay, in church. That's good.
Well, what did you decide to do about your sins? Did you talk to your parents? Did you talk to the pastor? Did you talk to the evangelists that were there?
I first started out talking to my grandmother. My great-grandfather was a Methodist minister. And I first talked to my grandmother, and then I talked to God.
Amen.
I talked to God.
Okay, where were you when you were saved? Do you know the day and the time?
I was in church when I was actually saved.
Right, but you don't remember the day.
And no, so you I don't just have remember to. I was 14 years old.
That's all you need to know.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, who witnessed to you and told you about Jesus?
My grandmother told me about Jesus.
She was married to a...
Her father was a Methodist minister.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah. So, okay, then, why did you ask God or Jesus to save you? And what did you say to him in your prayer as doing the sinner's prayer? Let me ask you, did you confess with your mouth that you believed that Jesus was raised from the dead?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you ask Jesus to save you, forgive you of your sins, and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life and your body?
Yes, I did.
Very good. As a result, do you know that you are saved and that when you die, you will spend eternity with Jesus?
Yes, 100% sure.
Yes, well, you know, I know that you're not ashamed to tell others about Jesus.
No.
But see, now it's time for not only these questions, but it's time for us to start walking in the power of salvation. It's good to be saved, but you know, most people you will see, they're saved and down, they're saved and depressed, they're saved and broke. That's not a true salvation. True salvation takes you to another level.
Yes. I praise God every day, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Good. That was my last question.
And I'll tell anyone about the gospel.
That was my last question. You beat me to it. Are you ashamed to tell others that you're a Christian?
No, sir. I'm proud to be a Christian. I love Jesus.
And, Nita, with a couple minutes left or so, would there be anything you'd like to say to someone out in radio and television land who does not know Jesus, who have sat around and have pondered on things, and who have thought that they need to be saved?
Yes, sir. I would like to tell everyone that if you're struggling and you need Jesus right now, Jesus is the only one that can take you from what you're struggling with right now. I ask him to deliver me from drugs and alcohol and cigarettes. And within just 2 years, the Lord took all that from me. So I know what my Lord does for me, he can do for you too.
Amen.
Just ask the Lord. Don't be afraid, because your faith cannot work if you're afraid. Just have faith in God that he will deliver you from whatever you need to be delivered from.
Amen.
So that's been in the last 2 years.
That's been in the last two years.
Yeah, but when the deliverance came, deliverance was instant.
Instantly for me.
Amen.
And it can be instantly for anyone else.
Thank you.
We have a term that we say in this church. Talk,
walk your tongue.
Watch
Praise
your tongue.
God.
Watch your
Amen.
Tongue.
Well, Nina, we really thank you for being on the show with us, and I thank God for using you for a great testimony.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate just being able to tell someone about Jesus and what he has done for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Well, yeah.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Wasn't that a great testimony?
It was. I am always blessed by hearing the testimony of what God is doing with other people and how he saves them. It's amazing. Did you notice that everybody gets saved the same way?
The same way. And testimony is a very personal thing. It's something that happened to them.
Yes.
So I'm always excited about hearing about what God is doing for someone else's life. See if they have the same joy we have.
I love that too. You know, to this segment, we're going to talk about rewards. Did you know? And we're talking to, we want unbelievers who have not really accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, people who don't know they're saved. And there are many folks out and around, and if you happen to be watching this broadcast, I'm hoping one thing you're going to see is that everybody gets saved the same way. It's by grace through faith. And the testimonies go over and over again. And our Nan, not only that now, has God also made a place for us, and just being saved ought to be enough. But do you know what he does in addition to that?
He gives us a reward.
That's right. We have rewards. That is so interesting why God would allow us to have rewards. And even though we're saved by grace, it's all of God, and we just receive it. And then in addition to that, he's going to reward us for additional service.
You know, there's one scripture in the Bible that kind of comes to me sometimes about rewards. When he said, the wages of sin mm-hmm. is death. Mm-hmm. So they're getting paid for sin too, but it's a death wage. Mm-hmm. But the gift of God is eternal life. So you can have Satan's rewards, mm-hmm. wages of sin, mm-hmm. or you can have God's grace and God's rewards. God says that you have an inheritance. So you can have Satan's and God's inheritance.
But it's your choice. It's your choice. You can all choose or reject. You do not have to be saved. You don't even have to listen to us. If you are listening to us and God kind of brings up on your mind that you need to start going to church, that's the Holy Spirit of God speaking to you, begin to talk to you, to draw you into a point where somewhere where you can receive the message and receive Christ as Lord and Savior.
Dr. Cooper, my wish that everyone that listens to this audience, all of our audience out there and in this whole world, would understand that there is only one way, and God's ready to bless you.
Right. Now let's talk a little bit about rewards. You see, we're saved, but because that we love the Lord and we serve him, we get rewards. Now, many people don't talk about that, because that is one of those things that Satan doesn't want you to know about. He doesn't know God is going to reward you for your faithful service after that you're saved.
Yes. Over in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, it says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me."
Yes.
So when he comes, he's bringing his reward with him to give to everyone, and his work shall be.
That's right.
As his work shall be.
Because in 2 Corinthians 5:10 it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Now, so many people get this confused that the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment are the
yes.
same. They are not. The judgment seat of Christ is for Christians. And so if you're not saved and you're in our radio television audience right now, you will never see this. But if you are receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you will see it one of these days when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ as a Christian to receive rewards. Guess what? Much of that's going to come from the use of our tongue. Watch your tongue.
See, the rewards will be
according to faithfulness.
That's right.
And his faithfulness is not about what he does, it's about what he says.
That's exactly right. There shall be degrees in hell. Now, I know there are six basic passages that talk about they will receive a greater damnation. Now, let's talk about unsaved people. Again, our basic audience, we want out there are unsaved people. We're trying to talk to unsaved people because we want you to go to heaven with us. We want to see you in heaven. We just want to meet you there. And God will love it every time he sees someone come to repentance and to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior.
All of heaven rejoices when one soul is being saved.
That's right. Now, so salvation is determined with what we do with Jesus. That's interesting. What you do with Jesus after you received him is what your reward is going to be based on. But, let me say this again, if you've never been saved, you'll never see that reward because you do not qualify.
Rewards are determined by the way we live after we're saved.
That's right.
Not determined by... So, it's after salvation, then that's when our rewards begin immediately, and it's about faithfulness
that's
to
right.
the Lord.
That's exactly
See, a lot of people, they kind of get confused about trying to be a deacon or be an usher, thinking that's rewards, and that's not rewards.
That's
it's
right.
your faithfulness to God.
That's right. So salvation is a free gift of God, and there's no taking it back. Now, I've always understood this. If somebody gives me something, and I have to give them something, that's not a gift.
Well, that's true. From the bottom to the top, that is true. The people, they think that, well, they might lose their salvation also.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation can never be lost.
You know, there's a good thing about that. It's interesting because guess who holds our salvation?
God does.
God does. That's why we can't lose it.
That's
now, if I held my own salvation, I would lose it. And I'd be out there with the rest of you unbelievers.
When he told me I was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, I've already been bought by the blood, and I've been sealed. No one can snatch me.
So salvation is by God's grace.
Yes.
Rewards are earned by work and faithful service after you are saved. Right?
And that's exactly right. That faithful service is honoring God. Honoring God with being a witness. He told us, go out into the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when people think, well, it's talking about what God has done for you and how good your life is. Who would want to come to me and want to be in our camp as a Christian? Well, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just barely making it. Who could you win like that?
That's all.
You can't win anyone mm-hmm. like that. So it's about your rewards and salvation. It'll be something great and good, I hear. Salvation is provided by Christ. Death on the cross.
That's right. Rewards can be lost by careless and indifferent service. That's why God talks so much to us about being faithful in our service to him. And after all, when it's all said and done, Pastor, God wants the people in heaven that will love him voluntarily of their own free will, accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, spend eternity with God the Father, and God just wants to be our God. And he wants us to let him just have us as his people.
Well, I hope the people don't get confused on this one. He said rewards can be lost and not salvation.
That's right.
Once you've been saved, you've been sealed. So your rewards can be lost, not your salvation.
Right. Now, salvation is instantaneous.
Yes.
Did you notice that? When a person is saved, it's right then and there. That's it. He's saved. And God's had the salvation held right in his hand. Nobody's going to take it out. So your salvation is secure because it's in God's hands.
Explain this one to the audience. How rewards can be bestowed at the rapture of the church.
Well, it's interesting because now we get into a little more doctrine, and we'll cover it later, but there comes a point where then we come before Christ and we come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. As we get into that phase, we begin moving to the beyond, which, by the way, Pastor, may be sooner than we think.
Well, it looks like it's going to be very, very soon. Of course, no man knows the day or the hour, but he said in Matthew 24, that the signs are here.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to that great day. And
right.
It ought to be exciting to us and not a fear.
Right. Now, after the church is taken up into heaven, we are taken to what's called the marriage supper of the Lamb and to the judgment seat of Christ. And there's where we receive rewards. The rewards had nothing to do with our salvation. Well, yeah, it was because we were saved. But we were saved by grace through faith. That was it. Now then, when we've done faithful service to God, now we can then come to the time after the rapture of the church or the translation of the church, when the church is translated to there, then we can sit down with Jesus.
I look forward to that great day.
Oh, me too. I tell you, that's going to be great. Now, let's talk for a second. Let's talk about the basic rewards for faithful believers. 1 Corinthians 3:11-17 says this is specifically directed to believers and members of the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 3:9-11. And so he was talking to them, but the implication goes to everyone who's saved.
Looking forward to hearing and being a part of this great day that God has already given us promises. And as, you know, when you know what's behind you or what's working behind the scenes, it'll give you some excitement about what's happening in our lives today.
Right. We are saved when we lay the foundation. Verse 11. Now, Christians can build on this. Many times they've heard about this. You can build on gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. But these doubtless correspond to the lives we live and could be identified with little research in the Scriptures. Now then, so where are you going to build your foundation, your life on? Are you going to build it on the sinking sand, on the shifting sand? I don't think so.
Build it on a rock.
That's right. Who is the rock?
Christ Jesus.
Jesus is the rock. Amen.
The wise and foolish builders. A day of accounting is coming.
Yes.
And every man's work will be revealed.
Which means that one of these days, guess what? I'm going to be responsible for every word that I've ever said, and it's going to be revealed to me, and God's going to show me that I used my tongue incorrectly more than I should have.
He tells us that in Matthew 12, that by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned.
That's right.
It will be judged at the rapture of the church, and that they shall declare it.
And we'll be tried by fire, as the Scripture says. So I believe it to be the fire of His holy presence because He will be the judge. Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to Joseph giving us a word and kind of tell us something about the latest events that are going on. And from those events, probably it's going to show us one of the reasons why we need to be saved as soon as possible and why you need to be saved as soon as you can, as soon as you hear the word and can receive it and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Joseph gives us great things about what's happening in the world. And we want to tell you not only what's happening in the world, we can solve what the world's problem with what we're doing right here by watching our tongue.
That's right. Watch your tongue. Well, let's see what Joseph's got for us this segment, okay?
We look forward to Joe Joseph.
All right.
And now, here's your host, Joe Joseph. Give him 5 minutes, and he'll give you the real news.
I'm Joe Joseph, and this is Gimme 5. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been highlighting some of the history behind the New World Order and specifically getting into why it's so important that they remove God from society. And if you notice, we have symbology on our currency. We have a systematic approach to dismantling the morals in this country, to demoralize the country. And that is exactly what's happened. But let's continue. In 1821, this is a very pivotal date in American history that a lot of people don't even know. George W.F. Hegel. If you haven't heard of him, look him up. He formulates what's called the Hegelian dialectic. And basically what that is the process by which the Illuminati objectives are achieved. According to the Hegelian dialectic, thesis plus antithesis equals synthesis. In other words, first, you foment a crisis, then there's an enormous public outcry that something must be done about the problem. So you offer the solution that brings about the changes that you wanted all along, but which people would have been unwilling to accept prior to that. Think about that for a second. And look back at events in history where that's come to pass. Because you see, the Hegelian dialectic has been used time and time again to foment and to push. Well, you foment unrest and then you push agenda. So let's take a look. For example, the Spanish-American War. Remember the Maine. It's now been seen that and proved that the Maine didn't explode the way that they said it did. World War One, the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, launched the world into World War World War One. World War II, Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt turns the other cheek, allows it to happen, and the war that America resisted, they were thrust into full force because of a lack of action on the part of the president. The Gulf of Tonkin incident has been thoroughly debunked, and the United States government has gone as far as to say it was fabricated. It's all in the history books, folks. You can look it up. The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened, yet it launched America into the Vietnam War. And then we had 9/11, because without 9/11, you couldn't have the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, of course, was legislation that they had been trying to put forward since the World Trade Center bombing of 1993. And only after 9/11 was the Patriot Act enforced. As a matter of fact, it was one representative that told a colleague, how could you possibly vote no for something called the Patriot Act? This Hegelian dialectic has been toxic to our society and to our way of life. It has allowed the powers that shouldn't be the ability to advance their agenda by not letting a crisis go to waste. So, folks, it's so important that we pay attention to the things that are going on out in the world and to understand where these events come from, how they're fomented, how they're formed, and get into the meat and potatoes of it. Everybody out there now is a reporter thanks to modern technology. If you have a smartphone, you become an instant cameraman, an instant reporter, able to connect instantly to Facebook, to YouTube, and other social media to make a difference. We can make a difference and fight evil when evil shows itself. And the only thing, folks, that makes the darkness go away is the light. So be the bearers of light out there and do what Jesus did in spreading the word of truth. Of truth. I'm Joe Joseph. Tune into my radio broadcast every Monday to Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Freedom Link exclusively on Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. Have a great week, folks. See you next week.
This is Watch Your Tone.
Pastor Duffy, isn't it interesting how Joe Joseph brings clearly to scene the corruption not only in our government, from the top of the White House to even our local government? And it is so interesting that in these last days which we're living, the Bible makes it very clear that people will turn away from God and they will continue to turn away from God even after things start happening in the tribulation period. But Pastor, isn't it interesting that the Bible is so true?
Dr. Cooper, we're living in a rogue government, and I hate to say it because I love the nation that I live in.
Yes.
But what's directing our talk is nothing but lies. They're liars,
right.
And if you look from all of the things in the past that he expressed, people might say, well, they're just they're conspiracy theorists. No, it's the truth.
Yeah.
It is so much truth in this. That's why he said, I pray that God come into your heart so that he can open up the eyes of your understanding. Our understanding is enlightened because we can see better now. We can see the corruption. We can see the things that are going on. We can see the things that are happening in this nation that is totally unjust, from all of the wars, all of the things that happen in society.
Yes, that's correct.
There's so much corruption because it all still backs back about that almighty for the
back
love of money.
Money goes back to the dollar.
Or the notes.
Right, notes, yeah, right. And don't forget, we have a note. We don't have gold and silver to back up our currency.
You know, all of these things that have happened and all of these lives that were lost and these wars that we've been in, that's all for an agenda. The agenda is to continue to, as Satan, as the world continues to fix itself around the Bible, it's just fulfilling itself. And these things must take place. We are not to fear what's going on because we're going to supernaturally be protected. And if anything happens to you anyway, you're going to heaven.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor, interesting, that's what our program is all about, is salvation. And it's available to anyone who will ask Jesus to save them. And they must believe that Jesus rose from the dead, confessing with their mouth, Lord Jesus. And that is what our program is all about. This is how you escape the world order of today that's coming upon us.
That's good. That's good, Dr. Cooper. That new world order, we can and will escape it by the grace of God.
Yes.
And I love what God is doing. All of those things that are happening is for the world.
Yes.
So if we can have you to listen, our listeners, listen to this. If you just keep your heart right and ask God to come into your heart, all of these things that Joe Joseph talked about,
Gimme Five,
will not come upon you. You'll be joyful. You'll be at peace about everything you've ever done.
That's right. And you know, you got to keep in mind that the use of the tongue is so very important. The things you say will come back to you one day. And God will hold every one of us responsible for everything we say.
That's what he says in Matthew chapter 12.
Yes.
He says, by our words we'll be justified.
Yes.
And by our words we'll be condemned.
That's right. And you know, Pastor, I'm so glad that we have this program and chance to explain to people the salvation that is necessary, how to properly pronounce the salvation and to ask God to save us. But you know, I think we need to get people to stay tuned for the next thing that's getting ready to happen on this program.
Boy, we have an exciting offer for you. So just stay tuned and watch this great offer. You will not be disappointed with this great offer you're about to see.
Amen.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy.
Free of charge. Book offer number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory, by author Linda L., is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
My God, what an exciting book offer that is.
I'm going to tell you what, this lady is so precious that she's offering an autographed copy of that book for anyone who sends in $10 to our program. Isn't that wonderful?
And it has the Word of God in it, along with other things that she's added to the book.
Yes, and she's partnering with us in this ministry to get the gospel around the world. You know, Pastor, it says that we need to start at Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. So we're starting in our hometown, then we're going to branch out to other parts of the world.
Well, I'm excited about that. You know, being a partner with her is an awesome thing because she's got so much wisdom. And if you get this book, it's going to really bless you.
Yes.
Let's tell them how we can get partnerships with Watch Your Tongue.
There's three ways,
there's
Pastor.
A silver, gold, and platinum partnerships. Silver being $50, gold being $75, and platinum being $100 with monthly partnerships.
But any amount of donation God lays on your heart is appreciated, and which helps us to spread the gospel around the world.
Well, I'm excited about the gospel being spread around the world because God chose us to have a great TV show called Watch Your Tongue. And you get a chance to partner with us. Just don't take it light. We're going around the world, and you're going with us. So we look forward to you being a partner with this great TV series called
Watch Your Tongue.
We really look forward to seeing you next time.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, called Blind Owner Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and Viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.